You're listening to Gamliel. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, How to Lose Money with Microwave Radar. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Before the microwave radiation melted your cheese, you observed radar that sends microwave signals to an object to measure its distance. When he experimented with technology in 1945, he noticed something strange. People weren't keen on cooking food with radar, so he changed the name to microwave oven. High-power radar turned a candy bar in Spencer's pocket into a goo, and high-power radar turned candy bars in his pockets into a goo. As more women enter the workforce, anything that saves time in the kitchen is welcome. The ad campaign coincided with the release of a video of housewives using the microwave, followed by young saleswomen traveling across North America to proclaim the benefits. Microwave radiation with a frequency of 2,450 mHz, which is also used by microwave ovens, microwave dishwashers, microwaves and other microwave appliances, is used at frequencies above 2,450. Microwave radiation is similar to X-rays from the sun and is responsible for cancer, heart disease and other health problems. The use of microwave radiation in food cooking has raised concerns about microwave ovens due to the risk of cancer caused by food byproducts. Standing in front of a microwave can increase your exposure to microwave radiation, but these increases are likely to be small compared to exposure to microwave radiation from a mobile phone. The wavelengths emitted by microwaves can be absorbed by boiling water, irradiated food, skin and other body parts. The size of the wavelengths generated by microwave ovens has to do with the size and wavelength they generate. The wavelengths produced by a microwave oven are about 5 inches wide, which is enough to pass through the metal shield built into the microwave and body. Even if you could run a microwave through the microwave with the door open, the wavelengths would be too wide to cause real damage. Radiation is so powerful that it can ionize and destroy atoms, including those that make up our bodies. Non-ionizing radiation is only strong enough to excite the atoms by making them wobble at high frequencies. Different types of wavelengths can be further divided into two types, nonions and ionized radiation, which both cause damage. This type of radiation, called a microwave, is also emitted from mobile towers and television satellites. Microwaves are high-frequency electromagnetic waves that can be generated by current macroscopic circuits and devices. Microwaves are created in the cosmic background radiation left over from the origin of the universe. Other areas of electromagnetic waves are other types of radiation, such as radio waves, gamma rays and cosmic rays. By detecting and timing these microwave echoes, radar systems can determine the position of objects such as airplanes, ships, submarines and other objects in the sky. Microwaves are high-frequency electromagnetic waves that can be generated by electricity, macroscopic circuits and devices. They occur in the cosmic background radiation left over from the origin of the universe. Other areas of electromagnetic waves are radio waves, microwave radiation or other forms of radiation such as microwaves. By detecting and timing microwave echoes, a radar system can determine the position of an object such as a ship, plane or other object in the sky. The radar beam seeks and finds such a strong reflection that it can return a reflection to illuminate. Superheterodyne receiver extends the detection range straight ahead and enables the detection of radar curves and hills. Radar detectors are essentially microwave radio receivers that generate noise and flash when they detect an incoming signal at a certain frequency. By measuring the reflection of a vehicle's radar signal against a source, which can be a moving or stationary source, the radar gun can calculate the speed. With microwave radar frequencies, the noise that limits detectability is usually generated by external noise entering the receiver through the antenna. The sensitivity of the radar receiver is determined by the unavoidable noise that appears on its input. In order to achieve low noise, radar technicians must use transistors and amplifiers in the first stage of a receiver. Hull believed that magnetron would succeed as an electrical converter, but 20 years later it would prove to be the most useful for telecommunications. During World War II, the British sought a more advanced form of radar for use in the fight against the Nazis and the Germans in Europe. The engineers planned to build a new radar system based on the same technology as the radar in the USA and other countries such as Germany. The radar located distant objects by ejecting radio waves from them and then analyzing the reflections. This new form of radar, which in contrast to radio destruction was called radio detection, came from the United States, Germany, France, Italy, Japan, and the Soviet Union. Imagine you throw a pebble into a pond and send a wave of energy to the radar, which is pretty extraordinary. If you could build a device that uses high-frequency radio waves, called microwaves, it would be much shorter than what was done back in 1939. This is a huge advantage of shorter wavelengths, but not quite as good as radio detection. This has been Gamliel. Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.